Assalamu alaikum. Very quick episode to clear up some confusion, inshallah. Lots of students, when they study prepositions and pronouns, there are some sound changes and even letter changes sometimes that go on that cause some confusion. So let me start off with the pronouns, okay? Because it's only really with the pronouns where we get this confusion. So let's say pronouns that go on the end of prepositions, right? Like, let's say, for example, if we're using the preposition ma, okay, we would say ma'ahu with him, ma'aha with her, ma'aka with you, ma'aki with you in the feminine, or ma'i with me, okay? But when we use those with the preposition li, okay, we end up with a couple of sound changes that cause some confusion for lots of students. So when we use li, the same way we didn't change anything when we used ma'ahu, you might think we don't change anything with lihu, okay? But we do change something with li when we're using one of these pronouns at the end. So when we're using li, we change it to la, okay, with all of the pronouns except the first person ones. So all the second person ones. So what that means is when we use the pronoun li, meaning for, if we say for him, we don't say lihu, we say lehu. We don't say liha, for her, we say leha. We don't say lika, we say leka, for you. And for you in the feminine, we say leki. We don't say liki. Okay. So that is a little something with li. Okay. So what about the sound changes, right? So when we have this, when we have a her on the end, right? When we have a her, meaning his, right? We're going to say ma'ahu, with him. Or if we're going to say, yeah, let's say ma'ahu, for example. Why do sometimes we hear he on the end, for example? Fi baytihi, for example, or how about bihi or ilayhi, right? We end up with a he on the end. So this ha, and actually this applies to any of these connected pronouns, or domair or mutasila, which begin with a ha, which is many of them actually, including a huma and hum and hun, for example. Okay, so there's a rule that we can follow for when a vowel change occurs and when it doesn't. So if the sound before who, meaning him, if the sound before it is an E sound, so that would be a kasra or a ya, then there will be a kasra on the ha. So for example, the example I gave was fi baytihi. Okay, there's a kasra on the end of bayti here. So that's why it's fi baytihi, because there's an E sound before it. Fi baytihi. However, if there is a sukun, let's say for example, let's say we use the preposition an. There's a sukun on the end of an. We would say anhu. So we use hu with a sukun. How about if it was a fatha? Let me say, for example, I saw his house. Ra'aytu baytahu. Okay, so we have a hu if there's a sukun before it, a fatha before it, and let's just say his wife, okay? Zawjatuhu. Zawjatuhu, there's a tu before it, okay? So if there is a dhamma, a fatha, or a sukun, the ha on the end will remain as a hu, but if there is an e sound before it, it will turn into a e. So we actually even notice this with the preposition bi as well. We have bihi, okay? We don't have bihu, right? Because there's a kasra before it, bihu. There are two other pronouns that I'll end this on, inshallah. So there are the pronouns ala, which ends in an alif maqsura, and ila, which also ends in an alif maqsura. However, we notice that this alif maqsura actually becomes a ya when there's connected pronouns added onto the end. That's what's going on here. So with ala, when we say assalamu alaykum, lots of students say, well, where did the ya come from? We have alaykum. Why don't we say alaykum? Assalamu alaykum. Okay, it's because an alif maqsura on the end of these two prepositions, it turns into a ya if there is a pronoun attached on the end. So upon him, alayhi. Upon her, alayha. Upon you, alayka. Upon you in the feminine, alayki. Okay, so that's what's going on. I just wanted to mention a couple of those vowel changes very briefly, inshallah, pertaining to the preposition li and all pronouns that begin with a her. So that's everything for this very short episode. Assalamu alaikum.